It is my pleasant task to welcome you all to this celebration of our Savior's birth. We're glad that so many of you are here, and we extend a special welcome to those who are guests among us. Some old familiar faces too. We're so glad you're all here to help us sing in this service of lessons and carols. We will have an offering after the service at the exit for the Salvation Army. And as I greet you, it would be great if you would rise and greet one another with the words, "The Lord has come."
Joy has come to the world today.
In our God, who sets aside glory to become as hopeful and helpless as we are.
Hope has come to the world today.
In Jesus, who embraces the poor as family, who brings justice for those who are oppressed.
Peace has come to the world today.
In the Spirit, who would reconcile the divided, who build bridges and tear down walls.
To God, who has given God's light to us.
Honor and praise to God for God's most precious gift.
The darkness that enveloped the people
has been pierced by the light.
Let us rejoice in God's blessed goodness.
Let us continually praise God with great joy and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Here, little children, look with wide-eyed wonder, God who comes in wonder.
Here, older folks listen for comforting words, God who is our story.
Here we join with those who watch, God who works night shifts.
Here we join the animals gazing at new life, God who renews creation.
Here we welcome all who have traveled in this season, God who shares our journey.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For a child has been born for us, a child given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Hark, hear the voice that cries in the desert, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight the way in a world dark and barren, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And every valley shall be raised, mountains will tremble with their praise. Witness his glory, mankind together, prepare ye the way.
Glory to God, the heavens are ringing the song for the light of the Lord.
There in a manger see him lay, he who deserves our highest praise. Shepherds adore and wise men are bringing their gifts to the light of the Lord.
Sing hallelujah,
Saw the star. The word became light. The word became history. The word became conflict. The word became indomitable spirit and sowed its seeds. And those of good will heard the angels sing. Tired knees were strengthened. Trembling hands were stilled. And the people who wandered in darkness saw the light. Then the word became flesh in a nation pregnant with freedom. The spirit strengthened the arms which forged hope. The verb became flesh in the people who perceived a new day. The word became the seed of justice, and we conceived peace. The word made justice to reign, and peace came forth from the furrows in the land. Grace and truth celebrated together in the laughter of the children rescued by life. And the word shall continue sowing futures in the furrows of hope. And on the horizon, the word made light invited us to relive 1,000 dawns toward the kingdom that comes.
Thank you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young woman engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The woman's name was Mary. And Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, our God is with you." But she was much perplexed by these words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a child, whom you will name Jesus."
My spirit glorifies the Lord. In God my Savior I rejoice, for he beheld my humble state and in his love made me his choice. All generations from now on shall call me blessed and spread my fame, for he has done great things for me, mighty and holy is his name. His mercy shall
people of ceaseless hope. We must be people of ceaseless hope. Every human act, every Christian act, is an act of hope. But that means we must be people of the present. We must live this moment, really live it, not just endure it. Because this very moment, for all its imperfections and frustration, because of its imperfection and frustration, is pregnant with all sorts of possibilities, is pregnant with the future, is pregnant with love, is pregnant with Christ.
This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"For it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Came when the heavens were unsteady, and prisoners cried out for release. God did not wait for the perfect time. God came when the need was deep and great. God dined with sinners in all their grimes, turned water into wine. God did not wait till their hearts were pure. In joy, God came to a tarnished world of sin and doubt. to a word like ours, anguished, shame. God came, and God's light did not go out. God came to a world which did not mesh, to heal its tangled shields, its scorn. In the mystery of word made flesh, the maker of the stars was born. We cannot wait till the world is sane to raise our songs with joyful voice. For to share our grief, to touch our pain, God came with love. Rejoice, rejoice.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul.
To their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn child, wrapped the child in bands of cloth, and laid the child in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Silent night, holy night.
Kamara. Then you chose to come. God's resplendent firstborn sent to make us one. The voices of doom protest. All these words about justice, love, and peace, all these naive words will buckle beneath the weight of a reality which is brutal and bitter, ever more bitter. It is true, Lord. It is midnight upon the earth, moonless night and starved of stars. But can we forget that you, the Son of God, chose to be born in the dark of night?
There were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of God stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. For see, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors.
Shout for joy, angels watching over, shout for joy, oh Lord, shout for joy, Prince of Peace. next story of the nativity. The angels came down from the sky like birds. Their voices were bells. They sounded like flutes. Praise God in heaven. Hallelujah. They came flying out of the sky, singing peace on earth. Hallelujah. Sweet-smelling song, flowers were scattering everywhere, falling to earth in a golden rain. Let's scatter these golden flowers. Hallelujah. The flowers were heavy like dew, and the dew is filled with light, shining like jewels in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Heart flowers, plum-like bell flowers, red cup flowers, they're beaming with dawn light. They're shining like gold. Hallelujah. Emeralds, pearls, and red crystals are glowing. They're glistening. It's dawn. Hallelujah. Jewels are spilling in Bethlehem, falling to earth. Hallelujah.
Getting close to the end of our service, and I'd really want to acknowledge all the work and talent that went into putting this service together. We want to thank Pearl, our musicians, our violinist, our choir, and I think the Lord wouldn't mind if you gave them a round of applause. I'd also like to acknowledge people who could not come this morning, those who wanted to be with us and who for some reason could not make it. And I think especially this morning of Betty Molinar. Members of our congregation by now are all aware of it, that she suffered a rather severe stroke this past weekend. Yesterday, my wife and I visited her. She could understand everything we said, and she tried to respond, just a couple of small words, but we want to pray as congregation that the Lord be with her and that her recovery step by step may proceed for quite a while yet. We pray for total recovery. And now I may do the final reading by Che Jesus from Argentina. They told me that you came back to be born every Christmas. Man, you're crazy. With this stubborn gesture of coming back every Christmas, you are trying to tell us something. That the revolution that all proclaim begins, first of all, in each one's heart. That it doesn't mean only changing structures, but changing selfishness for love. That we have to stop being wolves and return to being brothers and sisters. That we begin to work seriously for individual conversion and social change. That will give to all the possibility of having bread, education, freedom, and dignity. That you have a message that's called the gospel, and a church, that's us. A church that wants to be servant of all. A church that knows that because God became human one Christmas, there is no other way to love God but to love all people. If that's the way it is, Jesus, come to my house this Christmas. Come to my country. Come to the world of humanity. And first of all, come to my heart.
Hear the star lift up its praise with a song of brilliant light. Hear the whisper of the night echoing their joy, echoing their joy. It's a melody of hope, for the Lord our God has come.
Sent to share the good news. Let us go to join the angels in singing of God's glory and grace.
Let us go to offer peace and goodwill to everyone, joining the Spirit in telling of all we have seen and heard.
Mountain that Jesus.